Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Artful Dodger, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, love this show and commitment to the subject. You're correct that if a man does not continually reinforce MGTOW lessons in his mind, he can quickly find himself back on the plantation, controlled and used by women. Becoming aware of how much women use men for their own benefit helps keep that from happening to me anymore. It's helping other men also. I'm red-pilling my sibling sister about how much her husband gets used as a utility by her single female friends. My sister is a semi-woke retired school teacher. I've watched as her single female friends take advantage of my sister's husband, using him for around-the-house chore labor, fixing broken things, cars, and general men work. I made her aware that it's unfair for those women to use his time/labor and truck without compensation. If their strong and empowered women energy cannot get the work done, then they need to hire contractors and pay for it. It's getting through to my sister, though. I argued he's not home to do the work around his own house. Now it hit home. She starts thinking. She gatekeeps his labor. By default, women are programmed to think that men/boys are their free pool of labor, to be used whenever they want them to. I teach boys and 20-somethings to not own a pickup truck and not help girls move from apartment to apartment. We're not their moving service. Moms are surprised when I say those things to their sons. Recently, my washer broke down after decades of good service. I opted to throw it away and buy a new machine. I could afford to do so. At the same time, a woman I knew has a broken washer and asked me to come over and have a look at it, to see if I could fix it, no doubt. The old blue-pilled me would have done that in a moment. Not anymore. I mansplained to her that the time it takes for me to diagnose the machine is so valuable to me that I just bought myself a new machine instead of fixing the old one. That goes for her machine also. She said she couldn't afford a new machine. Of course. So I suggest buying a used machine off marketplace. But that doesn't get her old machine out of the house and the replacement in. Another assumption is free labor. I educated mansplained to her again that used appliance companies offer in-home installation and removal of the old machine. Smiley face emoji. This annoyed her and I don't care. The days of women using men for free utilities is coming to an end. If we red-pilled men become aware of their exploitations and keep teaching the younger guys and our brothers-in-law not to simp. Keep teaching, Sandman. You're saving lives. Well, Artful Dodger, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Isn't it incredible when you see the woman's hamster running in her head trying to get you to come over and do the free disposal of her old washing machine after you refuse to fix it? It's like there's a checklist. Will he fix it? No. Check. But will he move out the old machine before I buy a new one? No. Check. Am I able to get free attention or emotional tampon services from him? No. Check. Is this interaction costing me more in emotional labor than I'm getting back? Yes. Check. I guess it's time to cut off communication from him. I'll discuss more about men no longer being utilities for women we barely know in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to don't help women with their leaky roof or toilet and let them fix it themselves or pay for it full price Clown World show. Artful Dodger with regards to taking a red pill each day so you don't fall for female nature, at some point over the years I no longer needed to keep reinforcing the lessons. I'd say around the 4 or 5 year mark is when I went full monk mode. It also helped that I dated and could see women in action. Eventually the lessons sink in and you no longer need to keep repeating them. Even up until a year or two ago, I was still happy seeing a woman act in her predictable gynocentric ways. Now I can't stand their predictable behavior and my subconscious recognizes it in real time and wants to bolt for the door. As for women using their female friends' boyfriends or husbands, why do you think that women try to find a man for their single female friends or frenemies? On the outside, it looks as though she's just being a good friend and altruistic, looking out for others. But the ulterior motive is probably that her so-called friend will be grateful to her and won't object when her new boyfriend does favors for her. But you're also forgetting that she gets to call in favors from that female friend that she introduced the guy to. As for the repairman simp, I used to just voluntarily help my ex-girlfriend's friends move or organize their apartments. I was like your sister's husband. I was that guy. You do it simply because it feels good to help others and be useful. That's it. No other motives. So in a way, you're being compensated in the currency of the cooch for female validation. This is something that women don't really understand fully because the transactional nature of their relationships with each other and men doesn't run on good feelings alone. It runs on favors. So they probably see men that help them as suckers or useful idiots. They expect male default behavior to be helpful and easy to use. So when they see a man such as yourself, Artful Dodger, they think to themselves that you must hate women, because you're not willing to be used as a utility. Their default setting is that a man that doesn't help women must hate them. Just like your brother-in-law, I was also told by my ex to stop helping other women and people in general. I guess maybe I was doing it too much and not asking for anything in return. But in reality, I was picking up useful skills in networking while making a little bit of money on the side. I think the women are in for a rude awakening when they eventually start to see an ever-shrinking pool of men willing to help for free validation. It's going to be quite the wake-up call for many of them. Red-pilled content has poisoned the simp well, and soon the simps will come running dry. There won't be enough of them to go around, and that's a good thing for men going into the trades, because suddenly there'll be more plumbing, carpentry, and roofing work for men, because women will have to pay for it out of pocket. But more than likely, it won't even be out of their pocket. It'll probably be some simp once again that they convince to lend the money. So if a woman comes to you and asks for money to fix her car or for a home repair, then it might be because she couldn't convince some cuck to do it for free. Now she's up Schitt's Creek without a paddle and looking for you to bail her out. Don't do it. If more men went on strike when it comes to giving women free services or even employed their strategy of telling women that have men to stop providing simp support for other women, especially if those other women are not their friends or they don't know them personally, then it would be a win-win for men and for women that you tell that to. You might even ask women why are they allowing their men to help other women. Women they can't even call in a favor with in the future. This behavior goes beyond just handiwork. It also affects a man's environment. Make sure to tell women to find out if their husbands are mentoring some of their female co-workers. With that, you might try and use a different strategy to get them to stop helping. You could ask if they actually want their husband to get Me Too'd and lose his job. Or perhaps he's staying late after work. You should ask her if her husband or boyfriend stays late after work. If she says yes, then you can mention that maybe she's helping one of his co-workers with their work. That way you say worker in general instead of female worker. And you make sure you have some plausible deniability. Then watch as she follows the breadcrumbs down the rabbit hole. The idea is that if you prevent men from mentoring women at work, then they won't rise up in the ranks as quickly and make yet more men's lives miserable by being in positions of authority. You have to be careful with women. Like you're carrying around a bowl or cup that's full almost to the top, and one wrong move will lead to a spill and you'll get hot coffee all over your hand burning you. Make them believe it's their idea to cut their man off from helping other women. Plant the seed and then watch it sprout in their minds. Don't be too direct or it might actually backfire and she might make your life a wreck. As I said, women will allow you to help other women so long as those other women are their direct friends and acquaintances. But the ones that don't talk to them are the low-lying crotch fruit that you should go after. Remember, this isn't about one giant move that's suddenly going to change society. This is about making millions of tiny paper cuts in the social fabric so that things become dysfunctional slowly with time. So that women have to pay more for services of men, and that means that more of us are going to be able to work in the trades and make a lot more money and take resources from strong, empowered women that don't need no man unless their roof is leaking, of course. But if the guy's willing to fix things for free checkout, then women will have to spend their own paychecks on services. I think it's fair if more men take women's money to fix things. It's only fair. Many women will just become bitter if that happens and probably leave negative reviews on handyman's pages so they can actually feel like they're getting back at the so-called patriarchy. It's insane that it's come to this, that it's up to men to stand up against their own instincts to white knight and be taken advantage of by women. I really like what you're doing, Artful Dodger, by targeting young guys in their 20s and below that are usually unattached, that probably represent the greatest pool of unpaid labor that women can tap into, by pretending they want to get tapped by such men. It's the handyman friend zone, and all that happens is that he gets frustrated and goes home to use his hands. But as a man, he can't help it. When it comes to women, the gamble of if she picks us or not is what keeps us coming back for the love lottery. If a guy tries with 5 women, and only one says yes, and that's his batting average, no pun intended, then it's enough to keep him going there and trying to get with other women. I think that women deal with the same thing. If they ask 5 guys to fix their roof, but only one of them says yes, then it's a numbers game, and they're willing to try again. After all it takes is a question. So while it's noble to free guys from doing free labor, all it's going to do is nothing so long as 10 to 20% of the men out there are willing to still do it for free, because they're simps. Women will double and triple down their efforts to find such guys first, before finally giving up and paying a professional. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Artful Dodger for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that hopefully one day, women will smash their neighbor if he comes over and fixes their stove. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that ask 100 simps like desperate telemarketers before one of them finally says yes, he'll fix her roof for free away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.